Yoma, we'll talk about how we are on Rosh Chodesh, as today is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but it's still not Aleph. It was still in Nisan. Amazing, isn't it? We're still in Nisan, but it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's a separate year. But we know there's a minug on Rosh Chodesh to say Chatzi Hallel, to say a half a Hallel. So what's that all about? Like, why are we saying any Hallel? Why isn't there a full Hallel? So that's the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara in Tainis, about the different times of the year where Gomrim. So when we talk about a Hallel, it's usually Gomrim is a Hallel. It's like a complete Hallel. In fact, it's not our practice, but some Rishonim might be the rush. When you're saying Chatzi Hallel, you read the brachas Likroes HaHallel. And when you finish the Hallel, it's Ligmoras HaHallel. We don't, you know, as we'll get into, we don't make that distinction, and some don't make a bracha at all, but we'll come back to it. So the Gemara talks about the 18 days a year, one is obligated to Gomrim as HaHallel. The 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days Chanukah, Pesach, and Shavuos, and for Chutz La'aretz, we had 3 more days, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, 21 days. So the Gemara wants to know, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Again, the Gemara is assuming we're not saying any Hallel, period. You know, or Chatzi Hallel is not considered Hallel, however you want to learn it. But the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara, because why? It's Ikroi Moed, because it's a pasuk, I think, in Eicha, where we call Rosh Chodesh a Moed. So it is called the Moed. So why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara says it's true it's a Moed, and it's true it has its own carbon, but it's not Ikdish Basias Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha on that day. So one of the, you need 3 criteria to say Hallel. It has to be labeled the Moed, it has to have its own independent carbon, and you have to be Ikdish Basias Malacha. So it has 2 out of 3, but 2 out of 3 ain't good enough for the Hallel, and hence it doesn't make the cut. In fact, the Avnei Nezer asked, but what about when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So there is an Issa Malacha. However, the Avnei said, but it's an Issa Malacha stemming from Shabbos, not stemming from Rosh Chodesh. So it has to be generated from the same force, and therefore we don't view it as it's Ikdish Malacha from a different source. It has to be from the same source. In fact, the Turi Eben asked a similar different question. He says, Bizman Shabesa Mikdush Kayam, he said, there was an Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Why was there an Issa? What do you mean there was an Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh? Because the Yerushalmi writes that any day you bring a carbon is an Issa Malacha. Any day you bring a carbon, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So the Shaila is, so how could we ever go to work then? I mean, now it's not a problem because we don't bring karbanas. Maybe that's why people don't say karbanas, because saying karbanas is like bringing, and they're afraid they won't be able to go to work. But why don't we do so bizman shabeis hamikdash kayam? Why no karbanos? I mean, why no Hallel? Because it's true, it's an Issa Malacha from the Karban Musa. So first, the Yerushalmi writes in general, because we have a heter v'yasafta de ganecha, you have to make a living. So therefore, y'vasafta de ganecha, so therefore that's a heter, even though there is an Issa Malacha, but making a living is, you know, you could say it's pikuach nefesh, whatever it is, it's docha. But maybe once a month you can take off, and maybe you still can make a living not working on Rosh Chodesh, perhaps. But so the Avdei Nezer, the Turi Eben writes, is because it's not the same as Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is Ikdish Basias Malacha, but it's the Atzumo Shel Yom. It's the day itself which is Ikdish. But by Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh inherently, it's only because the external factor of bringing a carbon musaf, so therefore that doesn't generate, that doesn't make it ikdish basias malacha enough. So the bottom line is, even bizman shabesa mikdush kayam, and they were bringing karbanos, and there wasn't Issa Malacha, it doesn't raise to the level of Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. And the bottom line is, after all said and done, Rosh Chodesh does not make the cut for Hallel. So the question is, so the Gemara tells us that I think Rav, he went to Bavel and he went on Rosh Chodesh. He noticed they started saying Hallel. He's a little perplexed until they started skipping some parshios in the Hallel. He said, okay, it's a Chatzi Hallel. You can do whatever you want. It's a minug. So, you know, there's no problem doing it. So so to me, it's a raya that they must have been making a bracha, because if they didn't make a bracha, Rav should have picked, unless you want to say Rav came in late and missed the beginning. Unlikely, but who knows? But I'm saying, to me, Pashtus HaGemara should be a raya to making a bracha. Again, you know, it's not 100% raya, I'm saying, but this, from that by itself, is why couldn't he figure out that once they didn't make a bracha, then he knew there wasn't a regular Hallel. So it must have been they made a bracha, and knowing once he skipped. So either we'll come back to the bracha in a minute. So the bottom line is, so the minig developed Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So we'll see how did that minig develop, which will make a difference. And then the shaila is, we just finished Pesach. For most of Pesach, we were saying a Chatzi Hallel. So is that the same Chatzi Hallel as Rosh Chodesh? Meaning in words they are, it's the same Chatzi. But is it the same, is saying Chatzi Hallel on Pesach a minig like Rosh Chodesh, or is that a different dish? That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, sheet is, yeah, Chatzi Hallel is Chatzi Hallel. It's only a minig and pashtus, we'll see. Maybe he didn't, the Rambam doesn't hold from a bracha. We'll see, Rambam doesn't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, I'll get to in a minute. So pashtus, then, he wouldn't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Pesach either. So, and the Ramban says no, that it's a takanas derabanan. So therefore, one could, even if you didn't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, you can make an argument that you would make one on Pesach if you hold it. That was a takana. The rabbanan said you should do a half hallel for whatever the reasons, but you know, because you can't do a full hallel because it doesn't have its own carbon, because of ma'isa yav tov, whatever the reasons are. So that's a machlokas, the Rambam Ramban. We'll get back to. So everyone agrees to Rosh Chodesh, it's a minhag. There's no one who says that the Chi of Hallel. In general, the Shaila is, what's the nature of the Chi of Hallel in general? Is like, so the Bahag sheet is, Hallel on the Yudches Yomim is Daraisa. And the Ramban asks, so what's his source? How does he know that from? There's no Pasuk. So A1 is, it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Or A2 is that it's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yanta. But and so therefore that's the Bahag. The Rambam, Pashtus HaRambam, is all Hallel's Durabanan. He writes Kriyas Hallel's Durabanan in Hilchas Chanukah. And then you have a middle shita of the Ravid that seems to say all of Hallel is from the Navi, Midivrei Kabbalah. Why? Because there's three different Gemaras that imply three different things. A Gemara in Tainis seems to imply Hallel is Daraisa. Why? Because when it gets to Rosh Chodesh, he says, why no Hallel? Because it says kind of like, because Lav Daraisa he, because it's not Daraisa, implying, okay, Rosh Chodesh isn't Daraisa, but the Mashmos are others are Daraisa. And there's another Gemara in Brachas Yudala that says clearly Hallel is only Darabanan. That seems to be the Rambam's Gemara. And then you have the Ravid's Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yud Zayin, that he says Nevi'im Tiknun. So you have three different Gemaras, so the Shaila is, which one is the Iker? So they all, and this interesting Shitas HaRamban is that Hallel on the Mo'adim is Daraisa, but Hallel on Chanukah is only Darabanan. We'll see, in contrast to the Chasim Sofer Shita. See, in the Achronim, we have a different Shita. In the Achronim, you have the Shagert's Ayeh, seems to go with the Rambam. It's all Durabanan, so Savik Durabanan Lokua. You have the Chasim Sofer who says the opposite of the Rambam. He says, Kriyas Hawa on the Moadim is only Durabanan, but Kriyas Hawa on Chanukah is Daraisa. And then you have others that say, like the Ravid, that it's, you have interesting, you have the Magen Mishnah, we have in it, so we'll get to the Nitziv soon, but we have the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam wants to know, maybe the Rambam holds like the Ravid, that he holds Hallel is me Divrei Kabbalah. However, he says it's the Rabbanan, the text is the Rabbanan. Like we say by Birkas HaMazon, like everyone agrees, V'yachalta v'savato v'erachta, but it's only a Rabbanan on the, it's only a Rabbanan on the text. So either way, so you have different sheets in the Rishonim Achronim. But the bottom line is, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not the Reis, it's not the Rabbanan. It's only a minute. So the Shaila is, do we make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So I guess it depends which shul you daven in, or if you're Ashkenaz, Sfard, even within Sfardim, you have different shitas. So we'll start off with the Rishonim. Rashi writes, in other words, the Shaila is like this. How do we make a bracha? The Shaila is, how can you make a bracha on a minute? In other words, we make a bracha on a mitzvah in our Torah. Obviously, God commanded us. How do we make a bracha on a din d'rabbanan? God didn't command us, but yes, he did. Because he said, go sasser. He told us we have to listen to the chachamim. So it is a d'rabbanan. So therefore, we have that's the sugyan chanak on the second parak in Shabbos. However, what about does go sasser include minhagim? So Rashi Sheet is, in other words, it's interesting, this whole machlokis is based on a Gemara in Sukkah. I love when people quote the same Gemara with opposite conclusions. So the Gemara talks about Chivat Aravas. You know, Hoshana Rabbah, they used to bang the Aravas. So it's a discussion in the Gemara, Takanis Nevi, a Minig. So we conclude a halach, it's a Minig Nevi'im. And everyone agrees on Chavitas Arava, there's no bracha. That's a given in the Gemara. That Chavitas Arava is only a minig, hence no bracha. So Rashi, one could argue, comes to the obvious conclusion. Why don't we make a bracha on the minig of, because it must be, Lo Sasser is not included, Minhagim aren't included under Lo Sasser. Okay, so no bracha. So the effort, Rashi seems to say then that you can't make a bracha on a minig, because the only hetzer to make a bracha asher kedeshav es over tzivano has to be at the Reis or at the Rabbanan. When there's no minig, so that's Rashi. That's Rashi's shita. We'll have to come back to whether it's Rashi's shita or someone's shita. There's a shita that there's no minhagim aren't under lo sasser, hence no bracha, and no. And we have Rabbeinu Tam Shita. He clearly assumes that minhagim are included under Lo Sasser, because the minig Ashkenaz, we make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and everybody agrees it's a minig. And then you have the Shita HaRambam, who has a middle position. He says minhagim are under Lo Sasser, yet the kashya is he doesn't make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. So, and the kashya is, what about Chavita Zarava? In other words, let's put it this way. So, regarding Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, either you do or you don't. And then, so Ashkenaz make a bracha, Svardim don't, again, within this. And then you have some make a distinction, Yochid, Sibor, with Groas HaHalel Ligmor, but those are, you know, nuances. And but fundamentally, either the sugya begins whether Lo Sasser applies to Minhagim. If it doesn't, it should be a non-starter, right? So that's, let's take Rashi for a second. So let me just give you, I'm going to give you scenarios where, I'm going to give you a case of a minig where everyone agrees to make a bracha. I'm going to give you a case of a minig where everyone agrees not to make a bracha. And then I'll give you a machlokas, and we have to figure out how each shita fits into all three cases. So what's the case where all agree that you make a bracha on a minig? I mean, I'm not totally being honest, I'm setting you up, but we just had it. Yontev Sheni Shel Goliath. So we make all the brachas. We make Kiddush again. We even do a Seder. We make brachas on Yontev Sheni all the time. And Minagah Vaseyem B'Yadeichem. So therefore we see, the fact is everyone does make a bracha on Yontev Sheni. We'll see. So therefore the Kash is, according to Rashi, why would you make a bracha on Yontev Sheni Shel Goliath? If he says, well, Sosa doesn't apply to Minhagim, so El Aveden, I'll have to conclude, maybe Rashi says something else. That's why I don't want to pick on Rashi. I'm saying the shita that holds that Lo Suster doesn't apply to Minhagim, so how could that shita explain making a bracha on Yontev Sheni? So I'm forced to say that shita goes with the other shita in the Gemara. It's not a minug, it's a takana deras machokas in the Gemara. Whether Yontev Sheni is a takana derabanan or is a minug avoseim yadechem. So perhaps we'll have to say, according to Rashi, to answer why you make a bracha. Or maybe Rashi would hold you don't make. Either two conclusions. Either he would say you don't make a bracha on Yontev Sheni. Maybe that's what he holds. Or no, if he does hold, you'll have to say maybe it's a takana draba. That's how we'll answer up the sheet that it holds. And Rabbeinu Tam, so we understand Yontev Sheni. And we understand Rosh Chodesh, because he says, Lo Sasser applies to Minhagim, so you make a bracha. So therefore, we make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel, and we make a bracha on Yontev Sheni. What's the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? Why don't we make a bracha on Chavita Zarava then? We're going to have a kasha on any shita, and we have to try to answer up the other opinion. So therefore, we answered Rashi either, maybe he holds us no bracha on Yontev Sheni, or he holds us a takana drabanan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you make a bracha on a minig, so why don't we make a bracha on the minig of Chavita Zarava? So the answer is, there's a briska rava on it based on Tosfos, that because there's a fundamental difference between Hallel on Rosh Chodesh versus Chavita Zarava. What's the fundamental difference? The fundamental difference is that Chavita Zarava is a pure minig. You never do Chavitas Arava ever in a mitzvah context. You might have some Aravas in the Dalet Minim, but that's not Chavitas Arava. So therefore, it's what they call a Minag Zuta. It's a very low-level Minag. But how on Rosh Chodesh? True, on Rosh Chodesh, it's only a Minag. But depending on the Rishonim, it's either a mitzvah Daraisa or a mitzvah the same text of Hallel you're using is also used in a mitzvah concept. So the Briska Rav says that's the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. On a pure minag zuta, where it's always only time you ever do it is in a minag context, then no bracha. But Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, or full Hallel, or Chatzi Hallel on Yontev Sheni, Hallel's used in a mitzvah context, it's Bikaro Daraisa, or Bikaro Drabanan. Hence, that explains the Minig Ashkenaz, why we go with brachas on Chatzi Hallel and Yontev Sheni, but no bracha on Arava. And we explain Rashi Shita as well. So Shai was, how do we explain the Rambam? The Rambam holds, well, Sasser applies to Minhagim. So then, okay. So then we understand Yontev Sheni. And the question is then, why don't we make a bracha on Chavita Sarava and Hala on Rosh Chodesh? So on one hand, if we use the Briska Rav, so then we could get rid of Chavita Sarava, right? If we want to say, so then we're back, so let's accept that Svara, but then we're back to the Rambam, okay, so what about Chatzi Halel? So if we take the Briska Rav Svara and explain Chavita Zarava, that's okay. So we still have to explain why, according to the Rambam, when you make a bracha on Hallel, Chatzi Hallel on Pesach, well, Pesach might not be a good example according to the Rambam because he holds it's like Rosh Chodesh. And which will fit in well because he holds by all Chatzi Hallel's a minig. So the shail is, how come when it comes to Yontev Sheni, Minig Avoseim B'Yadeichem, I think that's the Rambam Shita. How come when it comes to the Minig of Yontev Sheni, we say a Hallel, we make a bracha on the Hallel, but we don't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So on one hand, we could just say, well, maybe because we're saying, even though it's, maybe the Rambam, maybe, you know, the Shaila is, even though there is a difference, one's a full Hallel, one's a, you know, one's a Chatzi, so maybe the Rambam makes, so maybe the Rambam will take the Briskarav a step further and say, when do I say there's a Chefsa Shel Hallel? That's only on a full Hallel. So that's on Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni Shel Shruis. I'm just making up the Svara now. I'm just thinking aloud. Yontif Sheni Shel Pesach. Yontif Teni Shel Shruis. Okay, it's a full Hallel. Okay, so then I'll go with the Briskarav. I mean, obviously, the Briskarav is much after, but the Svara, the Rambam's working with, is that, so then, okay, so that's a Chefsa Shel Hallel I'm willing to make a bracha on. But Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, that's not, you know, that's just, that's more of a, that's closer to Chavitas Arava than it is to a real Hallel. In other words, which is a fundamental Shaila. How do we view half Hallel? Do we view it as a zero? Like, it's not Hallel, it's a totally different animal. Well, no. It's a Hallel, but it's a lower form, but it's still, does it get a Chalo Shem Hallel or not? That's the Nakuda. If it gets a Chalo Shem Hallel, then you could discuss making a bracha on it. If it basically doesn't get a Chalo Shem Hallel, then okay, so it's a pure minig, and who cares? The Hallel I do full has nothing to do with the Chatzi, that's part of the Svara. So that's how one can make a distinction. Right? But it's an interesting Maram Shik. The Maram Shik wants to give another shot. He wants to explain the Rambam. Why would the Rambam hold, if Losasar applies to Minhagim, why yes Hallel on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, but no Hallel on Chatzi Hallel? They both seem to be Minhagim. So the Maram, I think it's the Maram Shik, he explains as follows. He says there are two type of Minhagim. I mean, there are many type of Minhagim, but in one aspect there are two types of Minhagim. It's what he calls, not his wording, my wording, but it's the Maram Shik, is what I call in the Maram Shik, is it a bottom-up minig or a top-bottom minig? What do I mean bottom-up, top-bottom? In other words, the question is, where did the minig originate from? In other words, did the minig originate on top, the Beistin, not the Beistin didn't make every thing they instituted, there wasn't necessarily a Takanas Drabanan. They instituted, in fact, that's where Moshe discusses, that's how some Mitzvahs Drabanan started. It started with a Minug, you know, it was well accepted. They moved it up, you know, in terms of maybe the history. But the bottom line is, so he says like this, Surah Minhagim, so they start from the Chachamim, and the people copied the Chachamim, and then that's one type of Minug. There's another type of minig where who runs this? Who's running the asylum? Is it the inmates? So the people started doing the minig, and maybe the rabbis weren't going to do it, but once they started doing it, they were maskim to the people. So there's what I call the top, bottom. So the Maram Shik makes a distinction. He says, what is the top, bottom minig? So then, you know, I don't know if he doesn't that. So then it's more of a Losasar. I'm just using like Svara with him, but then it's closer to Losasar. It's a mitzvah. You could argue the what type of minig, and this is you could reconcile whether a minig applies to Losasar or not. So it depends on which minig. So a minig which came from the Chachamim, top down, you could say, okay, it's under Losasar. But a minig that the people develop, like, how's that Losasar? It's the inmates running the asylum. So the F of that, you don't make up. So that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias came from the rabbis. So even the Rambam agrees you make a bracha. But Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh came from the Hamonam. So that's more like Chavita Zarava. You don't make a bracha. And how do I know the Rambam? I think it's the Rambam Shita that Yontif Sheni is a minute. Because if I recall, because there's a whole discussion about milah. So we know a milah bismani you do on Shabbos. Even on, you know, day eight, if it's a milah bismani, you do on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, all the time. A milah bismana, you do on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you do on Yontif as well. What about amigo shelo bizmana you do not do on Shabbos? What about amigo shelo bizmana on Yom Tov Rishon? We don't do it either. What about amigo shelo bizmana on Yom Tov Sheni? Would you do amigo shelo bizmana? So that's the machlokes Rishonim. If I recall correctly, it would fit in with what we're saying. That's why I'm bringing it up. It seems to be a machlokes the Rambam and the Rush. Whether you could do amigo shelo bizmana on Yom Tov Sheni. So, I think the Rambam says yes, and the Rush says no. I could be getting the names wrong, but either some say yes, some say no, but I think it's the Rambam and the Rush. So the question is, what's in the Kudas HaMachlokes? Those who say yes, why do they say yes? Those who say no, why do they... So it could be this issue. If you hold Yom Tov Sheni, it's a Midig Avoseyem. So Mila Shelo Bizman is still a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah d'oraisa. You still got to do Mila. So I'm not going to stop something that Aseh Sheyesh Bo Kareis. I'm not going to not do it because there's a minig not to do work on that day. But if it's a dinder abundant, okay, so then we listen to the Chachamim. So then I'll push off the Mila. That seems to be in the Kudas HaMachokas. So if the Rambam holds it's a minig, so therefore he would hold that you could do a Mila on Yom Tov. Amila Shelo Bizman on Yom Tov Sheni. There's a further machlokas achronim. So, halacha, we generally assume we do not do Amila Shelo Bizman even on Yom Tov Sheni, we don't do. That's the practice. What about a suffix Mila Bizmana? Let's say you don't know. Let's say it's a Ben Hashmash's baby. Maybe it's a C-section. It's a case of, it's Amila Shelo Bizmana, and it's a suffix, Migos. We don't know either it was a bed, you know, either it's a bed of shmashas or a C-section. So I think it's the chasim sofer. It's a machlokas chasim sofer noted to be Yehuda on whether you say it's a svek sveka here. In other words, so some want to say we're machmir on Yom Tov Sheni if it's a vadai, if we know for sure it's a Migos Shelo Bizmana. But if it's a suffix, so one suffix is maybe it's a minug, maybe it's a din d'rabbanan. And even if it's a takana d'rabbanan, maybe it's a mila bizmana. So it's a svek sveka. So there are those poskim who are mako on a svek sveka on Yom Tov Sheni. So that ties into our issue of whether Yom Tov Sheni is a minug avoseim or a takana d'rabbanan. So to summarize, so we have different minhagim. Or we have Yom Tov Sheni, all agree, or, you know, all agree with halacha anyway, you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. All agree on Chavitas Arava, you don't make a bracha. The machokas is Chatzi Hawa and Rosh Chodesh. So we said, according to the opinions, perhaps Rashi who says, well, Sasser doesn't abide him in Hagim. So the effort of the kash is, why would we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni? Either Rashi would say you don't, or more likely, then maybe you'd have to hold it's a takana d'rabbanan. But either way, he has to go one of those two directions. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Minhag Ashkenaz, that we make brachas on Minhagim, so how come we don't make a bracha on Chavita Zarava? That's the Briska Rav Shtickel, that Hallel, even Chatzi Hallel, apparently has a Chefsa show Hallel, and even though it's not the din derabbanan and deraisa, it's enough that it rises to its a lo susser, and therefore we make a bracha. According to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel. We make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni because we make a bracha on Minhagim. So, but why, according to the Rambam, don't we? And we don't. So we say according to the Rambam, we could give the same chila chavitas arava. It's a minag zutta, so no one makes a bracha. But Chatzi Hallel, why no bracha on Chatzi Hallel? Like, so Rambam holds Chatzi Hallel is nothing. You know, that's the one. The kud is how you look at Chatzi Hallel. We look at Chatzi Hallel in the parsh of Hallel, but it's a lower level Hallel. The Rambam seems to learn is Chatzi Hallel, it's not even Hallel. It's a different animal. But according to the Maram Shik, the distinction is top, bottom, bottom, up. So according to the Rambam, he wants to make a distinction. Hallel Rosh Chodesh, that's top, bottom. So hence, on that type of minug, top, bottom, you make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel, on on Hallel, on brachas on Yontif Sheni's top bottom you make a bracha, but Hallel Rosh Chodesh, and certainly you don't have to come on to Kaviz Rav, you don't make a bracha because it's bottom up or it's a minig zutza, whichever reason you want. So, and therefore, so it comes out that each shita has to explain why, on on some minhagim, if you learn Rashi that Yontif Sheni is a takana derabanan, so then you never make a bracha minhagim. If you assume Yontif Sheni is a minhag, then you have to explain why the three, if you get rid of Yontif Sheni, call it takana derabanan, so then you just have to deal with Hallel, Chatzi Hallel, so then it fits in well. The Rambam, no bracha. And then we have to explain why we make a bracha on one, not the other. But according to the Rambam, the old Yontif Sheni is minhag avoseyim, so we have to come on to that distinction, either Pisvara, he doesn't view Hallel as Rosh Chodesh as even a Hallel. It's nothing, like it's like a minhag zuta, like a Rava, or he goes with the with the Maram Shik's approach of top bottom and bottom up. So those are the different minhagim. The minhag is either you make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Again, there's three different minyanim. Either you make the regular bracha. What bracha do we make all the time? We make the same bracha all the time, right? What's our text? What bracha do we make? What did you make this morning?
Hallel Chatzi, the short one.
I know, but what bracha did you make?
Mitzvah Hallel.
Well, L'Kro is Hallel. So meaning is we don't make it, we just say L'Kro Hallel all the time. The shitas that make a distinction, there are some shitas that make a distinction. If you're saying full Hallel, you say Ligmor versus L'Kro. And there are other shitas, depending. If you're davening B'tzibor, maybe you would make a bracha. But if you're davening B'yachidis, you would make, or maybe you'd make a L'Kro at home. So different variations on the text. But that's a little bit about the minhag of Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Just to conclude, since Yom HaAtzma'ut's coming up on Thursday, so there's a machokas. So there are many issues of whether you do, you don't make Hallel, you don't say Hallel, whether you say or you don't say Hallel on Yom HaAtzma'ut. We're not going into the whole topic, but I'll give you one nekuda on part of the issue. So one issue is based on the, there's the machlokas, the chasim, sofer, and the netziv. What's this machlokas? So the issue is, as I mentioned, the chasim, sofer, shita is, in contrast to the Ramban, that the regular hallel we say on the Yom Tovim is only derabanan, but the hallel on Chanukah, that's deraisa. In other words, so the chasim, sofer, shita is, not only is hallel deraisa on the original Chanukah, but even on the anniversary, so right now, every day, every time we say Hallel on Chanukah, we get a mitzvah deraisa, according to the Chasim Sofer, it's not limited to Hallel Shonais, it's you were saved from that salvation. And the Netziv disagrees and says, the original Hallel, that's deraisa, Hallel Shonais. But all the subsequent Hallels are only derabanan. It's a takana derabanan. That's the Shiloh by Hallel. So therefore, Yom HaAtzma'ut doesn't follow the pattern of the three Moadim, of the three criterias about being called the Moed, Isser Malacha, and as none of the above. So what would be the reason to say Hallel? Is because it's like Hanukkah. It's Yom She'ira Bones. It's a day where a miracle happens, if you're going to argue to say it. So therefore, so what is Hallel today? So again, so 1948, you could argue, if even according to the Netziv, it's deraisa. It's interesting, I think the Meiri writes, Hallel Shonais, you don't make a bracha then. It's like Hallel Leil Pesach. You don't, if you're so overwhelmed, you don't make a bracha, you just go ahead and sing Hallel. Interesting about the bracha there, but nevertheless, it comes down to this issue. So today, is Hallel. So according to the Chasim Sofer, Hallel's Daraisa today on Chanukah. Even though according to the Tzim, no, it's a kind of Drabbanan. So let's assume if a Nais happened on Hey Iyar. So then there's a further debate. Do you need to have a supernatural Nais or maybe any Nais? Because the Raya and the simple Pshat in the Gemara is that you don't need a super, because the Gemara, when the Gemara makes a distinction why Hallel yes, Purim no, none of the reasons say because Purim was Nister and Chanukah was Nigur. I mean, I'm not saying Mepharshim don't say it, but the Gemara, so if you just take the Gemara didn't think that was her criteria, or else the Gemara would have said it. So that's a further debate whether you need to have a Nais, because in fact they bring a Raya, because the Gemara says by Chanukah, we know there are two miracles, the war and the oil. So interesting, Gemara only discusses the oil, and in our David we only discuss the war. So what's the Pshat? So some say, so really the war is the Iker Nais, we would be dead without it. Aye, so why does the Gemara say that only mention, if the war is the Iker, so why does the Gemara only mention the Nepachshem? Because if you look at Rashi, what's the Gemara's Kasha Mai Chanukah? Al Eze Nes Kavua. On which miracle was Chanukah instituted? So that's the Shaila. So the Shaila is, so some want to say because Chazal were concerned about being Koveya Yantav purely based on a military victory. They were afraid of Kochi V'Otzem Yadi. So therefore, they wanted to make sure they were koveya the miracle on a Nais Nigla. That's what some claim you need a Nais Nigla. In 1948, I mean, it's clear it was a miracle, but it wasn't a supernatural miracle in the sense that the Israeli soldiers took out a machine gun and a monster came out and ate up the enemy. That's not what happened. They fought, you know, they were totally undermanned, but it was clearly a Nais, but it wasn't a Nais in terms of breaking the laws of Teva. You know, maybe the people could claim isolated miracles and that, but the bottom line, to that some might tie, even though it's not that mashma that way from the Gemara. So getting back, so the fundamental issue to me comes down to this, is according to the Chasim Sofer, one could debate whether you should say Hallel or not, besides all the other issues, because what I mean is, according to the Netziv, game over, and that's what you hear people claim. A lot of people claim, whether they say, well, if Chazal were around in 1948, they would have instituted a Hallel, but they weren't. And to institute a Hallel, you need a Takana Durabanan. You can't just have a bottom-up minig. You can't just institute your own Hallel. So therefore, according to the Netziv, game over. We don't have a Beis Din today. We don't have a Sanhedrin. We can't make up our own Hallel. That's what people use, either as an excuse or they use it as a real reason why they don't want to say Hallel on Yom HaTzimut if you go with the Netziv. But if you go with the Chasim Sofer, you can't tie to that. According to the Chasim Sofer, not only is it Peshas Nes, like the Netziv says, but even the subsequent years is Daraisa. So if that's true, like the Chasim Sofer, that a Hallel Shel Nes on the subsequent years is Daraisa, I don't need a Takana, I don't need the rabbis telling me to put on tefillin today. Like, okay, I know, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's the shita that says you make a hallel even with a bracha, because, what do you mean? There's a chi of d'oraisa. I don't need a takah. So that's the debate, whether you need a it's dependent on the machlokes, the chasim sofer, and the tzib, whether you require a takana. Again, you can argue, even if you go like the chasim sofer, maybe you argue it doesn't warrant a hallel, you know, depending your views on Eretz Yisrael and all of that. But the bottom line being is that's what in the so then you have different shitas. You have people who don't recognize the day at all, or some want to quote. They say the Panovich Arav said, "I follow the biggest Zionist around, Ben Gurion. He didn't say Hallel. He didn't say Tachanun. So at least you know some will skip Tachanun, and that's a big thing this year. It's on a Thursday. Some will skip Tachanun. Others will say Tachanun, and then you have those who will do a Chatzi Hallel without a bracha. Some will do it in the regular spot. Some will do it at the end of davening, and you have those who will say a full Hallel with a bracha. So you know, yesh v'yesh. You know, I'd say the minority view is with a bracha and a full hallel, but I would not, if that's the shita, you speak to your, if your Rebbe says to me, I don't think it's a bracha of atala, I mean, I think there's grounds for that shita. Whether you accept that shita or not is something else. But, so that's the whole gamut of shita. It all depends on what, it goes back, see, the point is it's a halachic issue saying hallel. I'm saying no matter what, you should feel gratitude that we have Eretz Yisrael now. Whether you say hallel, whether you say hallel or not, that's a halachic issue. In other words, you could love Eretz Yisrael more than someone who's saying hallel, but they're saying hallel because their Rav told them to say hallel. I mean, so again, you speak to whoever you speak to, you say hallel, you don't say hallel. That's a halachic issue, depending where you daven and what you'll do. But there's no argument, it shouldn't just be a regular day on the calendar. It should be a day we have Hakaras HaTov, that there's probably more Torah being learned in Eretz Yisrael today than ever before. So is it perfect? Far from perfect. You know, but we could focus on all the stuff that is good. And, you know, and that's why, you know, we always want things to become better. But that's in the Kuda. So regarding the Hallel, the fundamental question on Hallel is that another issue that comes out, well, what's the big deal? So what's wrong with saying Hallel? And especially if you say it without a bracha. So it's not so simple because on one hand, it's a fine line because who was it? Chizkiyahu HaNavi, Chizkiyahu HaMelech? I think he was it him or someone who was rebuked for not saying Hallel after some